The Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph teaches us that a sukkah yishana, a sukkah that was made more than 30 days before Sukkot, we have a machlokes b'sham b'sil. B'sham b'paislim b'sham hold that such a sukkah is possible, or b'sil machshirim b'sil hold that such a sukkah is kosher. And the Gemara asks, my tamid b'shamai, what is the reasoning for b'shamai that holds that a sukkah yishon is possible? Dam akra, because the pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah shivis yomim la-shem, sukkah ha-suyah l'shem chag b'inim. We need to have a sukkah that's made l'shem Hashem. Or beis hillel that don't require a pasuk to teach us that a sukkah yishon is possible, because according to beis hillel, the sukkah does not have to be expressly built on the same sukkahs. What do they do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara: Hahumi boile, they need the pasuk l'chad Rav Sheshes for what Rav Sheshes taught us. Dam Rav Sheshes Meshim Rav Akiva. Rav Sheshes taught us in the name of Rav Akiva. Menayin le'atzei sukkah shasurim. How do we know that the atzei sukkah are also called shiva for the entire duration of Chag HaSukkos? Tamaloymer, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim LaShem. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oymer, Shem Shachal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. Just like the Korban Chagiga, the Shem Shemayim is Chal on it, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. So too, the sukkah is considered kadosh. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, Chag haSukkah shivus yomim laHashem, ma chag laHashem. Just like the korban chagiga is kadosh laHashem, and certainly a korban we know is kadosh. Af sukkah, so too the sukkah is kadosh laHashem. There are many questions and obviously very relevant la'aloch la'maisa when the Gemara says that the sukkah is also called shiva. The sukkah, the Gemara compares to korban chagiga. Just like the korban chagiga, the shem shemayim is on it, so too is on the sukkah. Some rishonim take the comparison of the Gemara that compares the sukkah to the korban chagiga to the full extent, and therefore they hold that the kedusha of the sukkah is full-fledged kedusha. Others say that you can't compare the kedusha of a sukkah to the kedusha of a korban. And one of the nafkaminas, and we'll speak about this nafkamina, mitzvashem, later in our shir be'ezer Hashem, is if you only had hazmana, you haven't actually used the sukkah, is the sukkah already kodesh, or does it have to be used? For we know by a carbon, as soon as you designated, you magdish the carbon, it's considered kodesh. What would be the halacha by sukkah? Another nafkamina is that we know a carbon, once it's designated as a carbon, remains a carbon forever. However, what would be with the sukkah if the sukkah fell? You didn't break it. Would it still have that kedusha? For a carbon, they explain, can have a kedusha saguf, whereas the sukkah, even if the Gemara is saying it has a kedusha on it, it doesn't have a kedushas haguf. Or that those that indeed suggest that that's exactly what the Gemara here is coming to teach us. That the Gemara is coming to teach us, and this is what it seems is the opinion of the Rashba, that the kedusha, the sukkah gets a kedushas haguf. And the only thing is that this Kedushas HaGuf expires after the end of Sukkos. There's a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh holds that the Shem Shemayim, the Sukkah, is only the Schach. And therefore the Rosh paskins that the walls of the Sukkah are not Osa Bahanoah. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam's opinion is that the Shem Shemayim is on the Sukkah, on the Schach, and the walls of the Sukkah. One of the rayas that the Mefarshim explain is the basis of the opinion of the Rambam. Because if we learned, as we just learned the Gemara had actually two drashas to teach us that the sukkah is Kodesh Lashem. One is from the Pasuk, Chaga Sukkah Shivas Yom Lam Shem. And the other one was the comparison to the Karban Chagiga. Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. Why do we need two Lemudim to teach us the exact same Limud? It must be, one, says the Rambam, is to teach us the Halacha that the Schach has the Kedusha, and one is to teach us says the Rambam, that even the walls are Osir Bahanol. Actually, that question may be connected to the question that we began with. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara compares the Sukkah to the Karban Chagiga? Do we say that just like the Sukkah, just like the Karban Chagiga has on it a Kedushas HaGuf, so too does the Sukkah? If that's what we'll say, perhaps then we'll have to say that the Sukkah encompasses all of the Sukkah, not just the Schach, but the walls as well. If, however, the Halacha is that it has a much lower level Kedusha, so then it would only be on the Schach, not on the walls of the Sukkah. There's a very famous vort from Reb Chaim Brisker. Because the truth of the matter is, the question on the opinion of the Rambam is very strong. How can the Rambam say that the Sukkah has in it a Kedusha, even on the walls, when we know that, and as we begin learning the Masechta, we notice the halacha is that the Sukkah is always the Schach. And all of a sudden here, we're giving so much credence to the walls of the Sukkah, which are never considered the actual Sukkah. So one pshat I saw is a very simple pshat. Yes, the Sukkah is the Schach. However, without the walls, you can't have a Sukkah. And since without the walls, you can't have a Sukkah, that's why the Sukkah, when it comes to this halacha, not only is there Kedusha on the Schach, but there's Kedusha, says the Rambam, on the wall as well. Reb Chaim Brisker has a very interesting pshat. He says that there are two categories in the halacha. One is the sukkah, that there's a sukkah, and the other is that there's a mitzvah of sukkah. So yes, when we speak about the structure called the sukkah, The structure called the sukkah is only is the schach. That's what the sukkah is all about. But when we speak about the mitzvah sukkah, you can't be mekayim mitzvah sukkah without the walls of the sukkah. And since you can't be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah without the walls of the sukkah, that's why the walls of the sukkah, which are so necessary for being mekayim the mitzvah of the sukkah, is also included in the halacha that you're not allowed to have hanor from the sukkah. Is included in the halacha that you're not allowed to have hanor from the sukkah. There are those that want to make a distinction that the issa hanor from the schach is an issa deraisa, whereas the issa hanor from the walls is only an issa derabonim. L'may nafkamina. Because if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're soon in Mitzvah Shem going to read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, but if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Ches, where this halacha that we're learning now is quoted, that it's quoted in halacha in Sif Aleph. But if we look in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph focuses on the halacha that we're discussing in our shir. In our shir, we're discussing the halacha that the sukkah is usur for the entire duration of sukkahs. In Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a halacha that is discussed on Daf Yud, not on Daf Tes, the halacha of the Noi Sukkah, that the Noi Sukkah are also usur. But the Rama says that the Gemara teaches us that even though the sukkah and the noy sukkah also, the Gemara says one can make a tanai. Says that any boidel, if you make a tanai, bein hashmoshes erev sukkahs, then the noy sukkah don't become also bahanah. And what the Rama is essentially saying is that theoretically one can make a tanai not just on the noy sukkah, but one can make a tanai on the sukkah itself as well. However, says the Rama, on the sukkah itself, since as we're learning in our Gemara, we're dealing with an issa d'oraisa, one shouldn't make a tanai. It's too complicated to make the tanai and make sure that you're making the tanai properly. Say the Paiskim, what does the Rama mean when he says that you shouldn't make on the sukkah tanai, you can make a tanai in the noi? That's only on the schach, because on the schach, there's an issa d'oraisa to have hanor from the schach, and getting a vowel with a tanai is too complicated. However, when it comes to the walls of the sukkah, yes, we will be machma like the Rambam, that the Rambam's opinion is that one should not have hanor even from the walls of the sukkah. But there, we don't have to be so strict, and we can be more makel, and we can allow having hanor. We can allow a tanai if one would want to make on the walls. So, to review, when we speak about having hanor from the sukkah, there are actually three concepts that come into play. One is, as the Gemara we just learned says, that there's an issa hanor from the sukkah. The Gemara compares having hanor from the sukkah like having hanor from a carbon. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, teaches us that there's an issa muksa machlis mitzvah. The sukkah are all, and the noi sukkah are all muksa machlis mitzvah. And then there's a concept which the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Beis Amar Aleph, teaches us, that there's a concept of bizui mitzvah. And not treating the sukkah with the proper respect is a bizui mitzvah. So Rishonim ask, if our Gemara is teaching us that there's an issa hanor from the sukkah, because of the psukim that our Gemara just quoted, ask the Rishonim, why do we also need the Gemara Masechta Shabbos to teach us that there's an issa muksa machmas mitzvah? So Tosfos in Masech the Beya, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the very maskal Avo, quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that if we were relying on the pasuk of Chagas Sukkos, the only thing, the only part of the sukkah that would be usur is the part that is needed for the actual sukkah itself to make it kosher. Anything else would not be usur. Comes along, and we're going to discuss what does that mean. So the way that we should explain, just to mention it briefly, if you build a sukkah, a minimum shear sukkah, and it's a kosher sukkah, so there's the Issa Deraisa, as Al Gemara is teaching us, from having Hanol. If then you add on to the sukkah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that isn't the actual sukkah itself. That isn't what made this sukkah into a kosher sukkah, and there wouldn't be an Issa Hanol because of the sukkah of Al Gemara. The Issa Hanol would only be because of Muksa Machm Smias. However, explained the Rishonim, that's only if you built the sukkah in two stages. You first built the minimum amount to have a kosher sukkah, and then you added to the sukkah. But let's say you built the sukkah all in one time. You built the sukkah four walls. Even though we learned in the Gemara, you don't have to have four walls to have a kosher sukkah. But you built all four walls at one time. The halach is that that sukkah, all of it is asbana, because we can't determine which is the wall that was the basic part of the sukkah and which was the extra wall of the sukkah. If we learn, like the Rosh, that only the schach is what the Gemara here refers to, we could very easily understand how to answer this question of the Rishonim. Because our Gemara is only referring to the schach. Comes the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and teaches us the halacha of Muksa Machas Mitzvah that applies to the walls as well. Another teretz, Tosfos Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, gives a different teretz. He says that we only had the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos L'Hashem, we would only say that the sukkah is usur as long as the sukkah is standing. But what would be if your sukkah collapses during the sukkahs? So then you don't have the issue of Chag HaSukkos, it's of the pasuk. It's no longer a sukkah. But because of the pasuk, because of the concept of a Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, it's usur. Another nafkamina is we know that when we speak about muksa, there's a concept of migadiska, the basic concept of muksa, is migadiska tsoi leina shmoshis, is katsoi lekula yoima. And therefore, halacha is that even in Eretz Yisrael, where people do not sit in the sukkah or shmini atzeres, the sukkah is also. Why? It's after sukkahs. Because since on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hashanah Rabbah, if you wanted to eat a meal bein Shmoshes, you would have to eat that meal in the Sukkot. So migadis katzoy lebein Shmoshes katzoy lekula yoima. So now the Ran says a beautiful teretz. If we're only relying on the pasuk that Al Gemara is teaching us, then it would only be usur for the first 7 days. Once Sukkot is over, the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos LaHashem ends. But if there's a concept of muksa, it extends into Shmini Atzeres, and actually in Chutz Laretz, it even extends to Simchas Torah. Because if you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, we'll speak about this perhaps as well, but if you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so if you want to eat a meal bein Shmoshes between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, you would have to eat it in the sukkah. So again, you get this katzal bein Shmoshes of Tzul Kol Yoyma, and it's even also into Simchas Torah. We also said that there's a third concept, and that's the concept of Bizi Mitzvah. What does the Bizi Mitzvah come to? What does the Bizi Mitzvah add after these other two concepts of the Pasuk of our Gemara that compares the sukkah to a carbon, the concept of muksa that we just discussed. So Tosfos in that, Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, says that the Bizui Mitzvah refers to the nois sukkah on Chol HaMoed, where there is no concept of muksa. Nois sukkah is only also because of muksa on Shabbos for Yontif. Bizui Mitzvah applies to the nois sukkah even on Chol HaMoed. The Achronim debate. Here we're saying that the sukkah is also b'hanah. Here we're saying the sukkah is also b'hanah because it's like a carbon. But as we're going to learn in our shir, not all sukkahs have this automatic kedusha. And the Achronim debate, if you have a sukkah that doesn't have the kedusha, what would be the halacha? Is that sukkah a kosher sukkah or not? In other words, is the halacha that in order for it to be a kosher sukkah, you have to have this kedusha in it? Or if you don't have the kedusha, it doesn't make a difference. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah anyway. The opinion of the Avni Nezer in Shal Shuvas Avni Nezer Simon, Erechaim Simon, is that the Kedusha is not absolutely essential to the validity of the Sukkah. However, the Chalkas Yaakov, who's the person that wrote the letter in that Tshuva to Rav Nezer, disagrees, and his opinion is that the Sukkah has to have the Kedusha. So according to the Chalkas Yaakov, if we're going to explain that the Sukkah has to have the Kedusha, the halacha will be that if before Sukkos you have a sukkah that doesn't have that kedusha, you should go out of your way to get that kedusha in order that the sukkah should be a kosher sukkah, certainly lechatchila, and that's what one should preferably do. The Paiskim discuss, when we speak about the Kedushas HaSukkah, is that only, so we've spoken about the Schach, that everybody agrees has a Kedusha. About the walls, we spoke about the Machloikis, Tosfos, Rambam and Rosh, that the Rambam says that the Kedusha extends to the walls, the Rosh disagrees. What about the floors of the Sukkah? So Rabbi Nezer, in that tshuva, says that the wall, the floor on which the sukkah is erected, has also kedusha. Ramosha Feinstein, in a tshuva, in Shail Satshuva's Orachaim Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, makes the following distinction. If you built a floor, especially for your sukkah, you built a platform or a floor, especially for your sukkah, so it'll have the same din as the walls of the sukkah. If you have a floor, you're building a sukkah on a porch, in the backyard, that wasn't expressly made l'shem the sukkah, says Rav Moshe that floor doesn't have any kedusha on it. If you have if you put a carpet on the floor to beautify your sukkah, that you shouldn't be sitting on the hard, cold floor, you put on it a carpet. So says Reb Moshe that carpet will have the din like noy sukkah. I saw a very interesting chiddush. There are people that construct their sukkah on top of trucks, so that sukkah is a kosher sukkah. And the halacha will be that the floor of that sukkah, the floor of that truck, has on a kedusha sukkah. And as we learned, when it comes to the actual sukkah, there are rishonim that hold the Ramah says we shouldn't make kedusha. And it could be we should make tanoim, and it could be you can't take off the sukkah from your car If the sukkah began sukkahs on the car, it has to remain that way for the duration of the yontif.